Okay, here we go. Welcome, everyone. This is class 16. Can you believe it? 16. Damn, that's a lot. Okay, all right. So let's start with some deep breaths. Whatever, all the tension go. Another deep breath. One more deep breath into the belly. And continue to breathe deeply at your own pace into your abdomen. And as you do so, become aware of your whole body. Release any more tension that might be there. The breath be natural. And focus on an area in the body that might be tense or feeling out of place or painful or emotional. And just go to wherever that is and focus on that area. And just let that area be as it is without trying to control it in any way. If there's any resistance to whatever is happening in this area, just release it as best you can. Keep releasing that resistance, if there is any there. And then notice that there is a subject-object relationship happening. There is the area in your body that you're focusing on, the tension or the emotion or the pain. And then there's the I that is aware of that area. Just notice that this relationship is going on. When there is pain or stress or negativity of some kind, this is a sign that there is a subject that is not aligned with an object, that is resisting an object. Just notice this. Most of us don't ever question this relationship. What is the subject and what is the object? And how are they related? But we're going to question that now. Notice the I that is aware of the object. Where does this I come from? Why does it exist? How does it exist? Is that I what you are? Or is it just a thought that is not what you are? Say I to yourself. What is this I? Can you you find the source of this I. Not intellectually, but in a visceral way. Not as something to figure out, but just as a holistic question. What is the source of this I? Keep repeating I. Is that I what you are? Or is there an awareness behind that I? Now go, if there is an awareness, go to that awareness and drop the I. Just stay with that awareness. Notice that the more you rest in awareness as awareness, the less there exists an object. The object disappears because there is no longer a subject to observe it. Because now there is only awareness. whole and complete unto itself. Lacking nothing because it is everything. The eye begins to come back in, just become aware of that. And then drop it once again and rest in this wholeness. Rest requires no effort. There is no effort in wholeness. Because wholeness is devoid of parts, a subject and object. Point of view. All appearances happen inside this wholeness. And the wholeness doesn't care which appearances come and which subside and which go away. Like the sky doesn't really care if the clouds appear or disappear. It's not important. What is important is that the sky is itself. And it will never exist as anything else other than sky. in your wholeness. notice when the eye creeps back in. Just become aware of it, nothing more. The eye thought. Within wholeness, there is no inherent separation. Without separation, there is no problem. No suffering. Only peace. And what lies beyond our concept of peace? Bliss. Love, compassion, what lies beyond these labels. What lies underneath all of this conceptual arrangements? Go deep into your wholeness and remain there. And just enjoy what is. Stay with the wholeness. Relax. At your own pace, wiggle your fingers and toes. And open your eyes and come back into the room. What did the Buddha say to the hot dog vendor? Yeah. I'll have one with everything. I guess that's kind of an American joke. You guys don't have hot dog vendors, do you? I think it's an American joke. I asked ChatGPT for some Buddhist jokes. They're all pretty bad, but here's one that's not too bad. A monk walks into a pizza shop and says, "I'd like a pizza, no toppings, no cheese, no sauce." The cashier says, "So, just the box?" The monk smiles, "At last you understand emptiness." A Zen master is asked, what is the meaning of life? He says, chop wood, carry water. The student asks, what about after enlightenment? The master replies, chop wood, carry water, but now you don't complain about it. So, there's this I, this sense of I that we've all talked about before many times. This I that we think we are, that we're trained to think we are, an I that has preferences and likes and dislikes, desires, aversions, an I that thinks it was born, that thinks it lives a lifespan and then thinks it will die, an I that thinks that it's somehow connected to a body. And that if the body has problems, then, or changes in some way, then it affects this I. An I that thinks it has thoughts, that thinks and thinks and thinks, and then thinks it has too many thoughts, which is just another thought. All based upon this I. Until we investigate what this I is about, where it comes from, until we become aware of it in some way, we will always operate from this assumption that we are this I, this body-mind, this personal identity. We will always operate from it over and over and over again, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, possibly for millions of years. Yet, if we question this I, if we go into it deeply, again and again, stopping ourselves from our routine to follow this I into its source, to see what it is, what it really is, then we can begin to operate outside of the I. Just noticing the I, what the I is. We don't need to get rid of it. Once we become aware of it, then everything changes. Yet stays the same. With recognition, everything is experienced differently because it's experienced without the personal I. And as change is the only constant, it is aware of all the change happening and it does not rebel against this change in any way, because the change is happening within it, within the new identity as awareness. Does the screen mind that the movie plays upon it? This illusory flashes of color and light? Does it care? Is it affected by it? And so we, as our true self, are not affected in any way by the appearances, circumstances that appear seemingly outside of ourselves. And then the inside and the outside are no longer distinct, separate things. The inside and the outside become the same. And all is that happens is seen as an appearance. It is a remarkable, extraordinary thing to have this recognition. And when we have a decisive experience of this recognition, we will never go back. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. You might forget about it temporarily, but you will always yearn for this place of perfection and completion, this spacious awareness. That is you. And you will be drawn to uncovering the layers of distortion that you have placed upon this recognition. For whatever reason. You have done so. And if you have already had this recognition, then congratulations. But regardless, there is nothing to worry about. I often worries, am I on the right spiritual path? Am I doing what I need to do to wake up? Is there something I haven't discovered yet that Did I need to discover more information? A better teacher? Another book? Another audio? Another video that I need to watch in order to understand better? To get to this awakening? To become enlightened? And yet, the seeker does not even exist. It is only a convention. To ensure that we do not fall into this trap of being the seeker for years, decades, lifetimes, to make sure we do not fall into this trap, this illusion of becoming better, we merely recognize the I that is doing this. And how do we recognize this I? It's very, very simple. You don't even have to do self-inquiry. You can just remain in your wholeness, your awareness, and then watch as the I comes and goes within your awareness. Just observe, that's it. Just rest in wholeness and observe. If you can do this 2 or 3 times a day, or 10, or 20, or 100, then that is huge, even if it's just twice a day. Even just twice a day, resting in wholeness, you will see progress. You will experience more and more deeply what you are. That is my belief, but it's just a belief. Based on my own experience. Any questions or comments? Still have a minute and 36 seconds. being here and doing this work. Really, really appreciate it and honor it. But it is so rare, unfortunately, or fortunately. For showing up. And we'll see you in a week, hopefully.